7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I'm sure it seems that way. No, it is not 8:25 p.m. Although I'm willing to bet that somewhere in the world there is a clock that does read that right now. It's pretty close to the bottom of the hour, etc., but still, it's not the right time. The correct time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and you know what's coming next. That's right. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your host and chairman for the next 28 and a half minutes or however long this show lasts. Nobody knows. Nobody's paying attention and it doesn't matter. What am I doing? Oh, I'm having a sketchy morning, I'll tell you that much right now, but at least I got some tea. Well, at least I had some tea. I just drank all the Dahong Pao. Well, not all the Dahong Pao. I mean, the Dahong Pao that I made earlier is now gone, so we gots to make more tea. Let's put the old teacup in the pocket and let's go upstairs. Time to go into the kitchen because that water should be boiling by now. Oh boy, like I said, having a very sketchy morning or day or whatever time it is now. I know what time it is. It's 19:31. So anyway, yeah. Why am I having a sketchy day? Well, one, construction has resumed on my street, and I don't know why they didn't do any work yesterday, but they are out there today. Why can't I get the lid off the teapot? There we go. Ow, just hurt my finger in doing so. They're out there today making all kinds of noise, and that started at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. with the pneumatic drills tearing up the concrete and then loading the chunks of concrete into dump trucks. Boom, boom. Oh, hi. Hi. Oh, okay, Pippa has arrived. Pippa needs some kitty water. Pippa does not like all the construction either because, oh, it's just a lot of noise and, oh, poor kitties can't sleep. Yeah, and Tobes can't sleep either. So, yeah, we're having a great time. We're having fun, huh, Pippa? Oh, right. So what are we doing? Oh, yeah, we need to grab some of this. You can probably hear, you can probably hear all the construction noise in the background. Because this is happening, even though it's outdoors, it is directly in front of my house. And just dumping the concrete into the trucks, and this is meters away from where I'm sleeping, like all of 5 meters. Let's look out the window and see what's going on. Yeah. The entire far side of my street has been torn up. They're now dumping tons and tons of dirt into it because, you know, the hollow street, etc. And they are going to be pouring concrete today. They've already poured, oh, about 30 meters, linearly speaking. They're grading all this, they're filling it in. Yeah, so lots of fun, loud construction noise for our little toaster to wake up to. Yay. And the other thing that's making my day... Hi, yeah, you're a kitty. Very... What? Yes, you're babiness. You have fresh kitty water. Well, what are you yanging about? Well, do you want kitty elevator? I think we need kitty elevator. Do you want kitty elevator? Oh, kitty elevator going up. Bring up the elevator, kitties. Okay, the cat is now on the counter. She can look out the back window, look for rabbits in my backyard and stuff. And while she's doing that, I'm going to pour the tea, or pour the water at least. Because I got boiling water. Boil, boil, boil. What I was going to say is the other reason I'm all weird and sketchy is that it is very cold here today. I woke up and I was like, oh boy, this is a problem already because my back was trying to seize up. And now for the patented one-handed pour. Legendary. I don't know how cold it is, but it's very cold. I guess we can turn this off now. I'm rinsing off the teapot lid. Oh my god. Yeah, so it was so cold that as soon as I woke up and sat up, oh, everything wanted to seize. I felt all my muscles in my body just sort of tighten up, and I was like, uh-oh, threw on my sweatshirt, threw on my socks. Look at all this damn construction out here. It's insane. It's insane. Oh, so now I'm just trying to keep warm, drinking tea. Gotta have a strategic staying warm day. And that shouldn't be much of a problem. So, how's this tea look? The tea is looking good. And we'll just put the lid on the teapot. And, hooray, we have fresh, yummy tea. Da Hong Pao. The good stuff. The good Da Hong Pao. And I was thinking about going on a tea buying expedition soon, like within the next few days. But with as cold as it is, I'm thinking maybe I won't. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow too, and maybe even get colder. All right, so let's drop all this stuff. Let's sit down. I need to sit down. Okay. All right. Yeah. What am I looking at? My TV is on. Why is my TV on this channel? It's apparently TCM. We got some kind of cowboy movies on today. Yay, cowboy movies. Looks like it's going to be cowboy movies up until... Cowboy movies, cowboy, 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 cowboy. Oh, Badlands is on tonight. And then it's journalists in war zones. We've got, I particularly like this one, but yeah. And then, yeah. And then, yeah. All night until, yes, at 2 a.m. tonight, we've got our underground films, and we've got Pam Grier. All right, so we got some classic blaxploitation going here, and then what's after that? Oh, just cheese. Okay, well, that's cool. All right, so let's get down to business. To business! Yeah. I don't have anything. I got nothing. I haven't been doing jack. Well, that's not true. Actually, last night I did lots of good work. I did lots of experimentation on some of my old synthesizers from back in the day to see what would work and what wouldn't work and blah, blah, blah. And the good news is one of my Emus, the 9090, that still works. But we cannot use it to do anything with the stuff that we have already until we get some kind of MIDI to control voltage interface, which I don't even really need or want. I don't need to control analog synths with digital synths. I just need clock. I just need clock. It's all about clock when it comes to our little Tobster. Bam. Bam. Just testing. See if we've got stuff going here. Are we live? We're kind of live. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger. So where am I going with this? Oh yeah. I was also trying to do some beginning diagnostics on my 303, my MC303, because that's sort of like the key thing to get back up and running. Because if we can get that back up and running, then we can hook it up to the 9090 and we pretty much have dance music again. Okay. And we can hook it up to some of the other stuff too, but yeah, so I was check the power supply. I unplugged the power supply and I looked at it and I put my meter on it and the power supply is coming up short. It's supposed to be 9 volts, but it's coming up, you know, like 7.93. Now, I don't know if that's just maybe my multimeter is inaccurate and bad or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping this has given me a glimmer of hope. Maybe all I will need to do is to get another Roland power supply. And maybe, just maybe, my 303 will work. Where do I get a power supply for an MC303? I do not have any idea. So yeah. But the good news is I got some of the little squirrely wacky stuff hooked up a little bit here today. Let's see, what do we got over here? Oh, wacky sounds. Fun. It's like the Bit Collider on drugs. I like that kind of droney sound though. Maybe we need drums. Program some drums. Drums. I don't know what this is, but I like it. Do we need some doop-a-loop bleep blops too? Of course we do. Alright, let's kill that for a second. And, hey, where's my bleepy bloops? Those are my lasers. Those aren't very good lasers. Maybe we need some, I don't know, LFO? That could work. And now we need to do what? Let's turn some knobs on this sequencer. And then we can do this. And then what? And then we go. Working. Can I tune this? This is not the right note. I don't want this if it's not going to be in tune. Rah, 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 rah. octave up. Wait, what are we trying to hit here? Yeah, that's not working for me. but we need that LFO, don't we? Well, I don't think we technically need it. LFO. That is, of course, LFO on the filter cutoff, but could we do something more interesting with that? We probably could. What happens if we plug that into the sequencer? Which sequencer do we want it in? Let's plug it into that. Is this correct? Is this going to work? What are we doing here? All right, maybe if this works, we'll get some shifty business. Yes, we did. Oh, I could be wrong. Let's try that again. What I'm trying to do is to get the LFO to change the rhythm in the sequencer every time it cycles, but I don't have an actual like end of cycle trigger. I'm just, don't even ask, it's just getting stupid around here. Okay, LFO on and go. Okay, did that just, it might have just done it, but it doesn't matter because it just doesn't matter. Okay, how about this? Yeah, I hooked it up to a VCA, and so now it's sort of getting softer and louder, but it's sort of hard to tell. Oh, how fun. How much fun am I having? Lots. All those big crashing boom sounds you are hearing are happening outside of my house. Giant chunks of concrete are being thrown into dump trucks. This is dorky. All right, I'm grabbing the solar panel. Hook the solar panel up to the filter cutoff. My trusty flashlight. That's just weird. Thank you. happens if we do that on the other oscillator? I like that. I like it when that VCO tries to come back. That's awesome. All right. I got distracted a little bit there playing with my fun toys. And some of you might be remembering that yesterday we had a little battery problem with the pocket operator. Yeah, we ran out of batteries. But the good news is, as you might remember, I tried to replace the batteries only to find out that the batteries I replaced it, the old batteries with, were actually also not charged. But had a little bit enough of a charge in them to keep the damn thing alive, while the other batteries finally charged and I managed to swap out all the batteries without losing any of the critical stuff that we have saved. Which is this. Why did that need to be saved? Actually, I was really more worried about the drum pattern than anything else. Not that this was difficult to write or to figure out, or it would not be difficult to reproduce if I lost it, but I was just happy all around. Except for the noise outside, which is making me crazy. Yeah, learning all kinds of weird, wacky things to do with synthesizers. Isn't that fun? Yes, yes it is. But there is one more little oddball thing that I need to try. I thought of this last night. Oh, good tea, by the way. I thought of this last night, and I started messing around. And I made a little weird sequence, and we're gonna do some gate tricks. So we plug gate and CV in. Okay, and do I have... Yes, we got tone. We got beepy blumpy tones. Wowp. And now do I have a sequence? Hit play. Yeah. That's weird. And we need to get all those oscillators going. Maybe not that one. Maybe brown, brown. Okay, and do we need some LFO on the filter cutoff? Of course we do. Rad. K-rad even. All right, let's start clocking this stuff up. Well, wait, how are we going to do that? What? Wait, what? I don't know, we can just try it anyway. We can just... Okay. We got so much clockiness. We're going to get all clocky up in here. Alright, so we're going to get some really crazy-ass collision stuff going here. This cannot be smart. But let's see what happens. My other sequencer is not running. Okay, how about now? Oh my god. Okay, I don't even, I don't even know where to start other than to say I've got one sequencer, half clocking one sequencer, another sequencer as this clock drives the pocket operator, which is turn feedback in this, so this thing is at half clock and it's, oh my god! So yeah, we've got, sequencer collision. The sequencers are working in time, but they're both trying to drive the same oscillators, so we're getting some insanity. Trying to get this thing more in tune with itself, but this is this could take some effort because the control voltage from the other sequencer is screwing everything up. Oh my god. Yeah, if I can actually think this one through and actually take advantage of this, we could get some insanity out of here, as if this isn't crazy enough. Wow, that is pretty damn random. But I'm looking at a clock and I'm starting to realize that we're running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that gets a little crazy and loses track of time every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe it'll be sane.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?